Hi, my name is Aaron Hugh. I'm covering the history of post-Korean War Korea, and I'm in fourth hour world history.
So, how was North Korea after the Korean War?
After the Korean War, which was from, like, let's cover from 1953 to 1970, the North Korean state was considered to be better off, actually, than South Korea. During this time of what you would call prosperity, or what one at that time would call it, Kim Il-sung, their leader, attempted to create a state. A power was centralized to the Workers' Party of Korea. After making all previous private industry controlled by the state, Kim Il-sung ruthlessly ordered all political opposition to be eliminated. Building many monuments to honor himself, Sung attempted to create a state where the people were, as with all the industry, belonged and supported the state. Also, he put in a system for inequality called Sangdon, which would measure what you would get out of life, like where you would live, your jobs, who you can marry, based on all on how loyal you were to the state. And this actually led to a third of the population of North Korea's capital, Pyeongchang, to be expelled to the outer provinces due to them having too low of a Sangdon.
So how did this affect the Cold War? How did other countries see this?
Mostly, as I said before, that North Korea was actually better off than South Korea, but many didn't want to believe this because they, like on the American side, they believed democracy was the way and capitalism would eventually get South Korea to a higher economic standpoint than North Korea, which it eventually did. And then it's kind of, but at the time, the scene at North Korea versus South Korea was very grim for the side of democracy, because we see that North Korea was far more better off than the South Korea, and that kind of diminished the what it would look like as the effects of democracy.
So do you have any closing remarks?
I would just like to remember to say that Kim Jong-un is meeting with Donald Trump soon, and then we don't know what to say, look from that, but we can look into the history, and such as the time where they redid the currency and destroyed all private wealth, as because China and America were interfering with internal relations. I don't think we'll see much come out of this new talks, as many are saying. I don't think there'll actually be any everlasting peace unless the people take action against their leader.
Thank you.
No problem.